This is Morning Edition. I'm Naomi Brown. A couple of bills under consideration at the General Assembly this year could dramatically loosen regulations for two of North Carolina's largest healthcare institutions. One is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, and the other is UNC Health. Joining me to unpack these bills is WUNC Health reporter Jason DeBruin. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Naomi.
So let's talk about Blue Cross. They've asked the General Assembly to loosen some regulations on them that would allow them to operate more like a for-profit company. What makes Blue Cross Blue Shield different from other insurers like Aetna or Cigna?
So they're incorporated as a nonprofit and have in many ways taken that mission seriously. They're in all 100 counties, and in many rural parts of the state, they're the only health insurance option that's available to people. Although they're a not-for-profit, Blue Cross Blue Shield has paid taxes since the mid-1980s.
So they're fully taxed, but they still have restrictions on them that don't apply to other health insurers. How would this proposed legislation change that?
It would loosen the oversight that the North Carolina Department of Insurance has. Blue Cross says that in today's highly competitive world, that it needs to be more nimble and flexible when looking to make deals. It says it doesn't have any in the pipeline, but if a business opportunity were to come along, it wants to be able to act quickly.
Now, State Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey has come out firmly against the bill. What's that all about? What is he saying about it?
He says it would greatly reduce transparency. Blue Cross Blue Shield would be able to transfer millions of dollars into a shell company and make investments from there. While his office would still oversee premium rate increases and other aspects of the insurance business, Causey is very concerned that his office would not have similar oversight of the other investments that the new holding company might make. There have been some changes to the bill that add guardrails for how Blue Cross can invest that money, but not nearly enough to satisfy Causey's concerns.
Well, it's been too little too late. In their mind, they feel like they've given the Department of Insurance 90% of what we've asked for. My reaction is closer to 10%.
Let's pivot to UNC Health. That bill would give UNC Health more flexibility to make big business decisions like buying a struggling rural hospital. But what do critics say about it?
Well, basically, that it would allow UNC Health to be exempted from monopoly laws. Reading directly from the bill here, it says UNC could acquire other providers, quote, without regard to their effect on market competition. Critics say it's a state action that lets UNC Health skirt federal antitrust regulations. Now, UNC Health says Federal Trade Commission rules would still apply, but a Duke University antitrust expert named Barack Richman says there's a loophole that the state legislature could use to apply to UNC. He actually just recently testified to Congress that this kind of anti-competitive action increases prices.
This bill would permit all of the monopolistic conduct that this committee and this hearing decries. This problem is not specific to North Carolina, but North Carolina is the most recent and in many ways the most brazen instance of this trend.
And why does UNC say it needs this?
So UNC is the state's health system and has in the past stepped in to save struggling hospitals. And it says having fewer regulations would allow it to move more quickly if it needed to do so again in the future.
Both bills passed in one chamber of the General Assembly and will need to pass in the other chamber before they can go to Governor Cooper's desk. Jason DeBruin is the WUNC Health reporter. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
You're welcome.